And this was the man I had to deal with, the man I had to talk into allowing a single life to be spared. I calmly related the terrible case we found ourselves confronted with. I described for his benefit what pains the child must have suffered in the undressing room and the horrible scenes that preceded death in the gas chamber. When the room had been plunged into darkness, she had breathed in a few lungfuls of cyclone gas. Only a few, though, for her fragile body had given way under the pushing and shoving of the mass as they fought against death. By chance, she had fallen with her face against the wet concrete floor. That bit of humidity had kept her from being asphyxiated, for cyclone gas does not react under humid conditions. These were my arguments, and I asked him to do something for the child. He listened to me attentively, then asked me exactly what I proposed doing. I saw by his expression that I had put him face to face with a practically impossible problem. It was obvious that the child could not remain in the crematorium. One solution would have been to put her in front of the crematorium gate. A commando of women always worked there. She could have slipped in among them and accompanied them back to the camp barracks after they finished work. She would never relate what had happened to her. The presence of one new face among so many thousands would never be detected, for no one in the camp knew all the other inmates. If she had been 3 or 4 years older, that might have worked. A girl of 20 would have been able to understand clearly the miraculous circumstances of her survival and have enough foresight not to tell anyone about them. She would wait for better times, like so many other thousands were waiting, to recount what she had lived through. But Moosefeld thought that a young girl of 16 would in all naivete tell the first person she met where she had just come from, what she had seen, and what she had lived through. The news would spread like wildfire, and we would all be forced to pay for it with our lives. There's no way of getting round it, he said. The child will have to die. Half an hour later, the young girl was led, or rather carried, into the furnace room hallway. And there Moosefeld sent another in his place to do the job. A bullet in the back of the neck. And until next week, peace.